Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
That still freaks me out. When did you guys decide to do
that? We did it as a surprise for you this morning.
Okay. Well,
just for you, Andy.
Hi there.
We're glad to have you.
I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush together with Marie Chavez. And on the line right now is somebody I have really been looking forward to talking to. It's Sandra Liberati of the Artisan Pizza Company in Parker. Sandra, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am doing great. I am doing great, but I really want to hear how you're doing because you are running a restaurant in Jared Polis's Colorado. First of all, my condolences, you know,
and, Thank you.
And secondly, I want to know how you're doing with this. And let me lead in with this. Tell me a little bit about, before we even get into all the issues of dealing with COVID and how's that going and so forth, tell me about your business there and you. How'd you get into running this little business, managing at it?
Well, my husband, John, has been in the restaurant industry for 25 years. He started as a dishwasher and was a manager, went to culinary school. So he just has restaurant in his blood. He always wanted to own his own restaurant, and that's been his passion since he was in high school.
Where did he go to culinary school?
He went to Le Cordon Bleu in Chicago.
Cool. Very cool.
So, yes, that was it's been a lifelong passion and goal. So when the opportunity seemed to present itself, then we jumped on it. Parker is a growing community. We have lived here for 20 years and love Parker, love the people, love our community. We're very involved with our kids' school and our church community. So it just seemed like a natural fit to open a restaurant and provide fresh, fast food to the community we love.
Sandra, I'm only going to correct one thing. You said Parker is a growing community. No, it isn't. It's a booming community. Parker is one of the fastest growing communities in the country. Yes. I mean, my goodness. Anytime you drive down there, it's bigger than it was 20 minutes ago.
It feels like it. It sure does. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you something. What do you miss most about the way you used to do business before COVID? I mean, I know it's getting to a point where people can't remember normal, but I'm sure you can. What do you miss most about it?
Yes, and what you said is kind of a sad fact that people are beginning to miss what normal looked like, or not remember what normal looked like. And we miss most is the people. Our lunch business was a lot of high schoolers gathering together, and they're not in school. They're on remote and online learning, so they're not coming in to have lunch with their friends. We would have moms sitting in a quick lunch with their friends while their kids were in school, and now a lot of moms are at home with their kids and trying to help them through that schoolwork and through the day. Business people meeting and networking, making connections, and now they're also all on Zoom meetings and working from home. So I really miss the people filling the dining room and the energy and the joy that we could see that came from those gatherings of people together.
Wow, you really provide more than just delicious food. You're providing a place where community happens, and that's such a beautiful thing, and it makes me so sad that hasn't been happening.
And if I may, really quick here, a pizza place isn't just some snooty, upscale, $100 a plate place to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't feel community when I go to those places. Those are cozy places to take the wife.
Right.
Okay?
Right,
a pizza place is a place to be with a crowd, Sandra. It's a place to be with a bunch of people and relax. Let my hair down. Not that I have any. But if I had hair, let it down. I actually have a bald spot. You know, it's kind of cool. If you put a plate in front of it, it's like an eclipse. It's so cool.
No.
But I just got off topic.
What you said is so true. There are so many special events and partnering within the community that we do. We have just hosted a few fundraisers for schools this year, the 2021 school year. We've provided some meals for teachers, and we love giving back to our community and providing those opportunities to partner with schools and sports in our community. But we don't see as many teams come in the restaurant for team dinners, whether it's school related or club sport related. People would go out to the theater. They would come in before or after. So it's very social. It's very relational. And we just don't have that.
No.
And, you know, those people coming in. And that's, it's sad because it's, what's not happening in the community is also not happening in our restaurants.
Exactly. I mean, that would be the kind of place where Marie and her husband, they would go in and they would be sitting at some booth or place on the side, and right near them would be a big baseball team.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they're on their way to or from practice, and there you get to see the big baseball team or football team or whatever, tennis team, and they get to be there. That's fun.
The two things I've missed most during COVID are giving my grandma a hug, number one, and number two, yes, me and my husband going out for pizza or something similar and going to see a movie. Those are the two things I miss mm-hmm. the most.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we, it's a noticeable lack in our restaurants.
Now, I know it's hard to predict the future, Sandra, but what do you see all of this looking like in 2021?
You know, I just think that we'll be under mask mandates and dining restrictions until the end of the year, at least, you know, which I think is tragic. It's tragic not only for the economic health of businesses, but also for the community and for the mental and emotional health of all people. I believe God created us to be relational creatures, and these restrictions really make people solitary. And so I'd love to have a better outlook, but I just feel that it's smart and prudent for us to think we'll be under restrictions and mask mandates until the end of the year. And if something better happens, then we'll embrace that.
Okay, let me just jump in here for a moment, Sandra, because I'm just going to be honest. This is my belief. I believe mm-hmm. that our governor and people like him have created a paranoid society. Okay? A mm-hmm. lot of people who are walking around terrified. I mean, and the people who are wearing their mask in their car alone or out while walking a dog, where all science and all numbers says you're out of your mind. There's no risk. So even in all kinds of places where there's no risk, people are wearing masks. People are staying distant. They're jumping back from each other in aisles at the grocery store. Okay, and they're freaking out when you look at all the numbers say overwhelmingly that COVID is spread at the home. Okay, it's spread in your home. It's not being spread. There are no numbers that show that places like yours are breeding grounds for COVID. Okay, and so here's my question. This paranoid culture that is being basically propped up by people like our governor and people on his side, I'm just going to say it. What's that doing for your business and businesses around you?
Well, I think it's definitely true that the fear has changed people's behavior. And we see that where when we are 100% closed to dine-in guests, we can function with to-go orders. People can order online. They can call in and order. But once those restrictions are lifted just a little bit, so we were just in orange restrictions, which was 25%. There was really no change in what we saw in people's behavior in terms of coming in and dining in the restaurants. We were still doing almost exclusively to-go orders, except maybe a few people here and there on a bright and beautiful sunny day. They'd sit out on the patio. They wanted to be outside. But our dining room primarily remained empty. And then we moved to yellow restrictions, and now we're at 50%. Allowable occupancy, and that has changed just a little bit, but still people come in and kind of look around and can we eat in here, and you know, should we eat in here, maybe they're spinning. So
Sandra, where's the fun? If I walk into a place and I see people scattered out way apart from each other right there, I'm not having as much fun. I'm sorry, right. I'm not. I want a place where there's the baseball team and everything you talked about, okay? I want that because that is what you're having. And, oh, gee, by the way, you're paying for that square footage.
Yes. Oh, yes, we are. Yes. No. There was some relief from bills last year, but they all came due at the end of the year, and they're still due this year. Absolutely.
Okay, Marie,
go ahead. Sandra, I need to be a little positive here because I'm getting sad. So I need to tell you,
okay,
good job, first of all, that you are still in business. Congrats to you. You must be a very resilient company. And I just want to know, is there anything that's happened on the bright side where, like, you've learned and adapted and grown? Any silver linings with Artisan Pizza?
You know, the silver lining really is that the community has been extraordinarily supportive. So often people come in and they tell us how much they love our food, and they're so happy that we're making it through the pandemic restrictions. They make a conscious effort to support us and by being loyal customers. And honestly, it almost sometimes brings me to tears when people tell me not just how much they love our pizza and it's their favorite pizza and they love the Neapolitan style crust and that they can put anything on it, but just that they're making the conscious effort to support our business and that they see us and they recognize what we are doing in the community in terms of our partnerships with our schools and our sports teams and our communities. And they say, we love that you guys are here, and not just because we love your food, but the overall experience. And we are intentionally supporting you.
Well, that's really sweet. And it also is making me hungry. So can you quickly tell people where you're located so they can go get artisan pizza?
We are located on the southeast corner of Parker Road and Hess Road. We're in a retail center there, and we're at 12311 Pine Bluffs Way.
I love that, Andy, because it's true of any disaster, any catastrophe. There is a sense of people coming together. I remember my parents had the huge flooding in Lyons, what was that, 5 or 6 years ago now, and it was amazing how people came together, you know, whoever had a generator and they had running water, they'd go over to their house to take showers, and there was something that lasted permanently, where relationships were a little stronger in some cases. So that is a nice side.
Hey, let me ask you this really quick here. What do you think about the 5-star and other health protocols that have been imposed on restaurants?
So we follow those protocols. We actually follow strict safety and sanitation protocols daily without the 5-star program and the additional health protocols. And I think I would venture to say that 99% of the restaurants out there are acutely aware that they're in the business of safely serving food to the public.
Right.
So they're absolutely doing all the right things to follow county health guidelines as a regular practice anyway. The additional hoops and the certifications, I feel that they might appease people and just make them feel better about going out to a restaurant. But outside of forcing social distancing while people are waiting for their food and sitting at tables, restaurants are already doing everything that the health department and the state asked them to do day in and day out. It's just that now the state keeps us from having our doors open 100%. And being able to run our business successfully and be able to support our staff and our own families. And Andy, as you had mentioned, all the regulation and restrictions, and there's no data showing that restaurants are epicenters of outbreaks or super spreader events. So there's just no data to support that. So
okay, frustrating. Let me ask you this. How is this affecting your staff? I know hours have been cut. What has this done for all of them? Having to obey all this? Are they depressed? Are they up? How are they getting through all this?
Our staff is pretty resilient. They have actually been mentioned many times on 5-star reviews that we have about how amazing they are. It's a great group of people, and they're positive, and they love their job. So they're faring through it pretty well. We were eligible for and received a PPP loan in the spring, so in May of 2020.
Sure.
So it allowed us to keep our employees, everyone who wanted to continue working regularly and same hours. We were able to do that with little interruption to anyone's scheduling. But we also believed that there was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve and just a little while longer from the government. So, you know, we had so much hope that the state would see their way to allowing businesses the ability to open and operate by the end of the summer of 2020. We thought that PPP loan was temporary. We thought we would get back, you know, to growing our business and increasing, you know, our revenue and function as normal. And that obviously we know sitting here in February of 21 has not yet happened. But our staff is amazing. I think I would say to Maria's point, that's another silver lining is that they come in every day and they kill it. They just do an amazing job.
Okay, well, fantastic. Tell you what, after the break, can I hold you over the break?
Sure.
Awesome. After the break, I want to talk pizza. I want to talk about what people are going to find when they go down to, and folks, you are going to go down to, Artisan Pizza Company in Parker. I know I'm going to go there. I want to know what kind of pizza. I want to know what they can expect, what it's all like down there, because my mouth is watering and I'm getting excited. Okay? We'll be right back. But first, American National Insurance, folks, I said it Friday. I'll say it again. Look at Texas. Look at Texas. It's only a matter of time before Colorado is next. So call Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, and he'll make sure you have the coverage you need in unpredictable times. Give Paul a call at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, a good shop is up next. Hey, folks, a car accident can bring on panic. So replace that panic with this phone number, 720-541-7697. At a good shop, a real, live, caring person answers the phone every time, and they'll help with your insurance claim while handling all your auto body work in-house. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, together with Marie Chavez. Marie, are you hungry?
I am now that we've been talking about pizza.
Yeah, and let's really talk about pizza. Sandra, what kind do you have? Yep. I mean, is it thick, thin? What are we talking about? When I go in to Artisan, what happens to me?
You are going to have a Neapolitan style pizza. So it's a thin crust. We make our dough from hand made every day, make it from scratch. Okay. So you're getting that thin Neapolitan style pizza. You can put anything on it you want. Our concept is one size, one price, unlimited possibilities. So we have a menu that we've created. You can pick off the menu or you can just create your own. We have over 40 fresh toppings. So you can't go wrong.
Now, out of those 40 fresh toppings, 38 are meat, right? I'm just making sure this is something for me. I like lots of dead animal. I was saying the other day, I like hooves sticking up out of my pizza. I'm just kind of into that.
That's not going to happen at Artisan Pizza.
Oh, no.
No, wait. You don't charge extra per topping?
No, we do not.
Wow.
We absolutely do not. Our pizzas are all 11 inches, about the size of a medium pizza, so they're one size, they're one price.
What's the price?
You just put on it what you want. They are $10.69.
Great.
That's reasonable.
Okay, so it's not even,
unlimited toppings, we have artichoke hearts, we have fresh spinach, we have fresh jalapenos, we have 8 different meats you can choose from.
You know, I only heard 8 different meats.
Andy,
what were these other things that other people might be interested in? Artichoke hearts?
They're called vegetables.
Vegetables?
Oh, yeah. Artichoke hearts, vegetables. Mm-hmm.
Now, pop quiz, Andy. If you only had to pick 3 toppings, what would they be?
Me?
Yeah.
Pepperoni, sausage, and yes, red pepper. Ooh. I love red pepper.
So you got a veggie.
Got
here.
It. We can do it. We can make it.
Yeah. What about you, Sandra? What's your personal favorite combination?
So everyone in my family actually created a pizza to put on the menu. My pizza on the menu is called the Luisa, and it has ricotta and shredded mozzarella, Asiago, sausage. It has lemon and arugula, so really interesting flavors on that. And it's called the Luisa. Sometimes people look at it and go, that's kind of weird. You have lemon on that pizza. But with that peppery arugula, it really pairs well, and people fall in love with it after they've tried it.
Now, wait, lemon and arugula. So lemon, like, kind of brings it out. What does it do?
It does. So, but the lemon goes in the oven. We have an open flame oven. And pizzas cook in 3 minutes, so it's super fast. So even though you're getting something fresh, the dough is not cooked and the toppings are not cooked. It goes in the oven, everything cooks in 3 minutes. So people love that because you can get a fresh pizza made to order and it's fast. So the lemon and the arugula just play really well with those different flavors because the lemon's kind of soury and the arugula is kind of peppery. It's delicious.
I love ricotta cheese. I've made cake with ricotta cheese in it, and it makes it really moist. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, what about your sauce? Where'd you come up with your sauce?
So it's a secret family recipe. No joke about that. It is actually a family recipe from John's great-grandmother.
Wow.
So we call it our Mama Rose sauce, and it is Grandma Rose's red sauce.
You mean if I come in and I, like, take a piece home, and have it broken down to a molecular level, and I can sell your secret to other people for huge millions of dollars? Is that kind of how it goes?
No, you look through the microscope, and it'll say censored over it because they can't give away the secret.
So it's like a Facebook post.
Exactly.
This has not been allowed. You are evil for looking at this. Okay, so it's a family restaurant. It's a family recipe. Your husband did this, came down through the ages, but did your husband play with it a little bit? I mean, he is a chef.
Sure, he played with it a little bit, played with the dough recipe a little bit, which is also a family recipe.
Ooh, is it fluffy and crispy at the same time? How's that?
Well, it's a thin crust, so is it fluffy and crispy at the same time? I would have to say yes, it is.
Oh, yum. What else you guys have there? Because people don't just eat pizza.
They primarily eat pizza.
Yes, they do.
But we also have salads. So with those same fresh toppings and all those options, you can make salads. Same concept, one size.
Can I load my salad down with meat?
You can put meat on your pizza and your salad, all you want, absolutely. We also make cannoli. We have an in-house family recipe for our cannoli filling. Those are super popular.
What's a cannoli again for everybody out there? What's a cannoli?
What's a cannoli? Well, it's a tube-shaped shell with a filling. It's traditional Italian, and it's fantastic. It's delicious. You just have to come in and try it.
I love cannolis.
Oh, guaranteed,
so
I will do that. You love cannolis?
Yeah, my husband has an Italian heritage, and yeah, they're delicious.
Sandra, this sounds fantastic. One last question here before I ask you where to go again. Do you guys have beer? Because my partner in crime here, she is absolutely hooked and addicted to beer. I mean, it's all she thinks about, nonstop. She's down four while we've been talking to you.
Oh, absolutely. Our logo is Artisan Pizza Company, craft pizza, craft beer. So we're committed. When we opened, we wanted to partner with other Colorado businesses. And being in Colorado, which has amazing beer and tons of breweries, that's where we really focused. So we have all Colorado craft beer.
Brag it up a little.
Coors Light, because it's a fan favorite.
Of course.
Which is not a craft beer. That's why I mentioned that. But all of our other beer is craft beer. So people love that. They love the uniqueness of it and the small batch brews that we provide.
Hey, wait, let me jump in here. Advertise for them a little. Where are a few of these places? Like Breckenridge? Or where do you get some of your craft beer?
Brewery, Odell. You're really putting me on the spot to remember.
There's too many of them, aren't there?
I like the 90 Shilling.
What?
90 Shilling. Yeah. We have Titan IPA is very popular. We have an Apricot Blonde. We have a Wild Peach Cider, which is gluten-free, which is delicious. And people pair that with their gluten-free crust because we also offer gluten-free crust.
Now, real quick, so, I don't know the difference between, you said it was Neapolitan style. What's the difference between that and like a New York style thin crust?
I think the New York, well, first of all, New York pizza is big.
Okay.
So those are huge. Those are thin crust pieces where that triangle kind of falls down. Ours isn't quite that thin.
Okay, it's a little stiffer maybe.
Okay. Well, this sounds, Sandra, I just want to say it's fantastic that you guys are still in business. You're rocking it. I am confident you're going to come back and do great things, and you're going to survive 2021. I just hope you flourish, and I hope they get your seating up to 100% because you deserve it.
Hang in there, Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
One more time. How can people find you? How can they find you on the road? And more importantly, how can they find you online so they can look over your stuff?
Honestly, the best way to find us is our website, artisanpizzaco.com. And we have all of the information on our website, our menu, our hours, anything that changes with COVID restrictions, everything's right there. There's even a link to order online. If you want to order it, have it made for you, just come and grab it to go. Our phone number is on the website. So artisanpizza.com is the best way to find us. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. So lots of different options there. And our actual physical location is on that southeast corner of Parker Road and Hess Road.
Okay. And bottom line, if I go there, you're going to obey the restrictions because we want you to stay in business. We love you. But it's going to be as relaxed as it can be, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are just trying to keep our doors open because we want to be in this community for several years to come. And so, you know, we're asking that people wear that mask when they come in, but please come in and enjoy your food and enjoy your company and come with your friends, and let's get back to really having those relationships flourish and those social times over great pizza at Artisan Pizza Company.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay, that was Sandra Liberati from Artisan Pizza Company in Parker. Folks, go visit her, as I know I will. But first, go visit Flesh and Beck. You may need to. Okay, it could happen. With today's complex legal system, every case, even a small one, is like a journey. You got to keep track of all those documents, the insurance company, the doctor, the police report. It's overwhelming. You need someone to hold your hand, and Kevin Flesch's team makes it all seem easy. Call Flesch and Beck, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, at 303-806-8886, or go to fleshlawfirm.com. Trial ready, trial tested, trial ready, Flesch and Beck.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesch. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesch & Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law.
Okay, Extreme Auto Repair. You know how so many repair shops take forever to get you in? Well, if you want to know why, just count their bays. I mean, seriously, count their bays. Some have 4, another one has 8, another one has 10. At Extreme, they're rocking 20 bays with great mechanics, providing the best quality and speed for your dollar. So to shorten that wait, call Extreme at 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. promise is kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Marie Chavez. And now on the line, we are all in danger because we have Jersey Joe. Jersey, how you doing?
How you doing? Good, Andy. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good, good. Hey, Marie, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey. Should I try and say it? I feel like I'm going to mess it up.
Give it a shot.
How you doing? I can't even do it.
Yeah. No, and the key, Marie, is you leave out the word R. You do not say how are you doing. You leave out the R and you drop the G at the end of doing. It's how you doing.
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good.
How you doing? How you doing?
There you go.
There you go. Hey, okay.
Teresa, I did go to the shooting range today.
Hey!
And I went with my new neighbor. Let's call him Vinny Gumbatz. So Vinny and I, we go to the range. We get there, and you know, I put the target up, and he says, you go first. So I go, and I put the target, and it's one of these electric things where you hit the button, and so I roll the target out to 25 feet, and I got a 9mm Glock, and I'm, you know, putting around center of mass like that, and I bring it back. I said, hey, you know, I thought I had a pretty good score. I had most of them in the 10 ring. I said, what do you think? He said, you're doing it all wrong. I said, what do you mean you're doing it all wrong? He says, watch. So he brings the target in, puts up a fresh target, and we're shooting silhouettes, you know, the man, the
yeah.
And so he turns the target backwards so it's facing downrange, puts it up, only rolls it out about 3 feet, opens up his gun case, takes out a .22 with a silencer, and from 3 feet puts 3 shots in the back of the head. He says, that's the way you do it.
That's Vinny in Jersey.
That's
Jersey.
Vinny Gumbatz.
I feel like I should be afraid.
So he said, it's a Jersey thing. He said, if you're going to practice, you know, do it the Jersey way.
Yeah, Marie, you need to understand every state has its family entertainment.
Okay.
Marie, I actually grew up in New Jersey. I went to high school in New Jersey, northern New Jersey. And I assume you've seen The Sopranos.
I have not. I'm sorry.
You never saw the principal.
Have you ever seen a mafia anything?
Yeah, I can't think of the name right now, but yes.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Well, I have to tell you, I went to school. One of my best friends, Italian kid named Vinny Pastore. This is a true story. And I didn't realize at the time because I was, you know, 14, 15, naive. We'd go over to his house after school, and his father would always be home. And there's always this beautiful Cadillac in the driveway and gorgeous home. I said to Frank one day, I said, Frank, what does your dad do? And Frank just said, oh, he's in the garbage business. Little did I realize that my friend's father was, in fact, in the mob.
Whoa.
And it turned out, and then as I got older and went to college, I began to realize that a lot of the people in northern New Jersey, you know, if you were in construction, you were in the mob. So.
Wow. So the garbage business wasn't really garbage.
No, it wasn't really. Well, the mob controlled the garbage business, but you were on the payroll, and that's how you got paid. You know, that's how they, because you had to justify, because if the IRS comes and says, you know, how are you paying your mortgage, you had to show them a pay stub.
Right.
So that's how they laundered the money, was by putting you on the payroll of the garbage businesses they controlled.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question. The mob, has it morphed at all in places like New Jersey? I know back then, I know, New Jersey. Has it morphed from the old standard of, you know, pressuring businesses to pay protection money and all this kind of stuff, everything in a family running it? Is it different now?
It's not so much protection, but I actually had a real life. I was running a business down here for a large corporation, and I got approached by the Meadowlands Sports Complex where the New York Giants play, and they play the hockey games. It's the football stadium, the hockey stadium, and the horse track. And the state had issued a contract with a company, and it was all staffed by union men. And so we get approached by the state. They want us to take over. I'm sorry, the state was employing operators, these maintenance and facility managers directly. You know, they had electricians and carpenters and, you know, janitors, but they're all in the union. So the state approached us to take over the contract. And we said, okay, we'll take a look at it. So I'm looking at the staffing, and the staffing is just outrageous. I mean, completely outrageous. You know, we figured we could do it with half the staff. But, you know, it's all staffed by union guys, so I make an appointment with the operating engineers local. And this is God's honest truth story. So I make an appointment. I go down there. I get to this office, and it's surrounded by a chain link fence with concertina wire in the top, you know, the coil concertina wire gate with a speaker. They let me in. I go through, and I walk in. It's a double. It's like an airlock. There's an outer door and an inner door, and there's a reception. Who are you? You have an appointment. You get in. She looks at you. She buzzes you into the inner. I go into the guy's office, an Italian guy, and I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, well, you know, we're thinking about bidding this contract. We want to talk about staffing. And, you know, we were thinking we're only going to need about 14 guys. And he turns to me and he tells me, you're going to hire 36 men, boom, boom, and here's who you're going to hire and here's what you're going to pay them. And if you like walking on both legs, that's the way it's going to be. Seriously.
Really? What year was this, roughly?
This was 1987.
Oh, my gosh. How did you respond? Were you terrified?
I said, I understand. And now I understand why the state wanted to offload this contract, because they were getting the same type of pressure. This was just, they would just pad. And to this day, by the way, a cubic yard of concrete in New York City costs three times what a cubic yard of concrete costs in Pennsylvania, just 70 miles away. So if you're building a building in Allentown, Pennsylvania, your cost for concrete is one-third the cost of concrete in New York City. It's not as violent, but the threat is always there.
And those higher prices are because of the mob?
Yep, because of the mob.
Wow.
You have no shows on the payroll. Payroll padding is just gross overstaffing. Which brings me to the COVID relief bill.
Yes, sir.
How's that for a segue?
That's a great segue. Do me a favor, Joe. Introduce it. We'll go to break. You'll come back and you'll hit it hard. Sound good?
All right. You had a guest on earlier talking about all the stuff in the COVID relief bill that wasn't COVID relief. And I've got a long list of stuff. He said only 60% was going to go to actual COVID-related stuff. I've got some specifics on the things that aren't COVID relief.
Awesome. That's exactly what I want to hear. Okay, let's first, when we come back, we're going to hear all about what's in this bill, folks, and you're going to want to hear this, stuff that has nothing to do with COVID. First, let's take a break here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the six steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/franktown. Confidence through practice.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price, so they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Marie Chavez. Jersey Joe is on the line. Jersey Joe, you're going to tell us about some of the wasteful things that are in this bill. By the way, give us a couple, and if you don't mind, then I want to play a clip that's a little over a minute from Christy Noem, because she's dealing with this as well. But you go first.
All right. Well, we've got $100 million for Speaker Pelosi's underground Silicon Valley railroad tunnel.
What? Oh, no. Don't run on from that. Explain that.
Yeah, what tunnel?
She wants to put a underground railroad in Silicon Valley to go from, like, I think San Jose to San Francisco, under the bay there. So it's just, you know, it's just another, you know, mass transit boondoggle.
No, I think that's good, because we needed something to smuggle people out of San Francisco.
So, $100 million for a underground railroad tunnel.
Okay.
In Silicon Valley. Of course, I think your previous guest talked about the $135 million for the National Endowment for the Arts, mm-hmm. but he forgot there's another matching $135 million endowment for the National Endowment for Humanities.
Oh, boy.
$200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services, $12 billion in foreign aid. We talked about the bridge, $1.5 million for the Seaway International Bridge to connect New York to Canada. $86 billion to rescue 185 or so multi-employer union pension plans that are insured by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp.
Hey, you got to pay back those supporters, those donors.
Right, both construction unions and public teachers unions like PERA. Elementary and secondary schools get another $129 billion, whether they reopen for classroom training or not.
Oh, that's nice.
So we could be bailing out schools that may not reopen. By the way, the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, estimates the cost of the $15 an hour minimum wage will cost 1.4 million jobs as employers elect to automate. And you've already seen the kiosks in some of the McDonald's.
Joe, let me ask you this. All of this stuff that you're listing off, are we sure that this isn't being put together by the very same people who you dealt with in 87?
I was going to say, I hope those construction union workers aren't for the mob.
I mean, my goodness, it sounds like we're all being squeezed.
Well, there's a squeeze going on somewhere, but I think, by the way, you know, people say, oh, you know, the church shouldn't be, the church needs to stay out of politics because it shouldn't be tax exempt. Do you know that labor unions are tax exempt, yet they are permitted under the tax code to not only open and openly endorse specific candidates, which churches cannot, they donate millions. In fact, I believe the teachers union in the 2016 election was the second largest contributor to political candidates in the 2016 election.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're taking your tax dollars and giving them to Democrats running for office.
Yes.
It's nothing but a money laundering scheme.
Right. So a church can come out and is permitted. Now, churches cannot endorse a candidate. Churches cannot contribute to a political campaign. But churches can come out on issues. You get the liberals on, the churches want to get in, you know, separation of church and state. They need to lose their tax-exempt status. And then you point out, well, does that mean labor unions should lose their tax? Oh, labor unions aren't tax-exempt. Yes, they are tax-exempt, and they are permitted to openly endorse specific candidates and donate millions and millions to candidates' political campaigns.
It's one of the biggest crimes in the country. Can I really quick play Christine Ohm?
By all means.
She was on Fox News being interviewed about this. It's unreal.
What do you think of the Recovery Act when it appears, if it goes through with a lot of Democratic votes, that states like New York and California and Illinois are going to get a pretty large pile of money? What does South Dakota get from
that? It's a very, very unfair bill. It bails out those states that shut down their economies. It rewards them for making people stay in their homes and for taking away a business's right to be open and take care of their customers and their employees. So it's incredibly detrimental to our state because we made the right decisions. We trusted people. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the nation and are tied for it with Nebraska. And we're getting through this together. What this bill does is reward New York and Illinois and California for their bad actions and their overstep of our personal liberties and our freedoms.
And have you made any, you know, do you think you'll have any chance of getting any of that pared back?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure how this bill will play out. What's frustrating for me is that people attack us in South Dakota for taking the route and the path that we took. What they don't talk about the fact is that when the top three of the nation vaccinating our people, that we've been very proactive at making sure that people have access to the vaccine, we're protecting our vulnerable population, and that people are happy. So, you know, Congress needs to do the right thing. They need to stop doing bills like this. They need to start focusing on what made America great, and that was trusting people, protecting our freedoms, and making responsible fiscal decisions.
Governor, thank you for your...
Yeah, I'd like to just say these two things and turn it over to you, Joe. Number one, no mask mandate. Number two, lowest unemployment rate in the country.
And
they're having to pay for other states. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I see this. There's a metaphor here, I think, to wanting to forgive student loans. They're rewarding. This bill is proposing to award states for their mismanagement of their tax dollars, their pension funds, and their economies. And the states that have done it correctly are getting zipped. Same thing with the student loan. Those who have worked hard, borrowed minimal amounts of money, paid back their loans, get nothing, while those students have borrowed beyond their means are going to get bailed out under the Biden plan.
You know, I think we can safely, Joe, call this administration, once this administration came in, January 20th, was the death of wisdom, the death of science, and, my goodness, it was I don't know where to start. It was the death of merit. It was the death of merit.
And personal responsibility.
Yes.
We're going to reward failure. We're going to reward bad behavior. We're going to reward bad decisions. And, oh, you made good decisions. You acted responsibly. Sorry, you get nothing. So it's talk about what's the word I'm looking for in terms of incentive, dysfunctional incentives. What kind of message this is sending? You know, don't worry about doing it right or wrong. Do what's popular. Don't do what's responsible. We'll bail you out. I can't think of a worse message to send local government than don't worry about how bad your decisions are. The federal government will bail you out. And we all know that there's a finite tax capacity and a finite borrowing capacity. The United States does not have an infinite borrowing capacity. Sooner or later, you wind up like Venezuela, where a dozen eggs cost you $1,000.
Yeah.
Which is what's happened in Venezuela several years ago.
Well, what's happening here is smart states bailing out stupid states. That's what's about to happen in a big, big way, Joe, and it drives me nuts. Hey, you got about 20 seconds. Anything left?
Well, let's see. We talked about that. It's just mind-boggling that. Here's the joke of the day.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Call, what do you call a group of cattle? Now, we all know, you know, a group of lions is called a pride, a group of cattle is called a herd. What do you call a group of Karens?
What do you call them?
A homeowners association.
Hey!
Thanks,
Joe.
All
right, guys.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much. And thank you so much for joining me today.
It's been really fun, Andy.
Well, thanks, Marie. You've done an awesome job. Hasn't she done an awesome job? Everybody's applauding out there.
Thanks, everybody.
As well they should be. Okay, folks, that'll do it for today. National Crawford Roundtable is up next. Tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by Rachel Keene of Conservative Mama. And until then, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.